Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Our thanks to Charlie Ruffalo at Station 2 for allowing us to go on the road today, as we do every year at this time, because it's time for the annual Leslie Volunteer Fire Department Barbecue. And if you're new to our community and you haven't been here to this before, it's been going on for 60-plus years, and it's something that you need to try because it's part of Americana. And if you know, if you don't get down here to the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department for the barbecue, you have missed out on something. Is that correct or incorrect, former chief of the fire department?
And you are correct.
You said that with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Huh?
You said it with no problem at all.
This is Tommy White, of course, chief for what, 10 years?
10 years and been in the fire department for 45 years.
All right. And he hung it up and gave it over to this fellow, Doug Morris.
And passed it down. Doug was my deputy chief for all the time that I was chief. And I just thought that now we got things going on and all, and this just time we need to make a little change, and I need to set back a little bit, and I'm just going to fly COVID for a while and just kind of be under the radar a little bit. And
so tell everybody a little bit about Tommy White before we get into talking about this barbecue.
Well, I mean, I have been in the fire department 45 years. I've done pretty much everything from wash dishes to cleaning toilets and everything else. I mean, so, you know, we've done it all. But yeah, I've been here for 45 years. It's hard, you know, it's a big commitment, especially nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
When I started, when Doug started, we still had training back then we had to have, and now it's just gotten even more and more and more. And now that I turned 68 back in December, and it's time to let somebody else do it.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I'm still active. I go to calls. But like I told Doug and them, when we go to a fire or something, when we get done, put my stuff in the truck, and I go home.
So now tell me, what do you do to put food on the table?
Well, I work at Comporium.
Yeah.
I work in the warehouse group. Leon Yard's my boss man.
Oh, my gosh, you are in trouble.
Oh, yeah. And But I've been there about 7 years now.
Okay. All
and,
right.
Good bunch of people to work with. And it keeps me busy, but I'm getting closer and closer to that day. So,
all right, I hear you. Let's swing over here to your successor, the man who did not learn 10 years from watching you and has decided to step up to the plate, Doug Morris. Hey, Doug.
How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Tell us a little bit about you.
I've been born and bred here in Rock Hill and down in the Leslie area. I've been a member here at Leslie Station for 41 years. Was his protege as deputy chief for the last 10 up under him. Learned a lot, seen a lot. I'm not going to let him get past too far. We'll still keep him on the ropes.
Let me stop here. You said you learned a lot from Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Is that possible?
Kind of learned what not to do. Oh. We'll take that back. We'll retract that one. But been a member here for, like I said, I've held different positions. Lieutenants when we had them, moved my way up to the captain's position. Safety training officer, health and safety for 18 years. Then moved up to assistant chief. And then Tommy was deputy chief at the time when Larry McConnell was chief after Jerry Williams had stepped down. And then the mishap of Larry passing away, Tommy and I stepped up and moved up in ranks for the last 10 years. So, yes, he looked at me and said, it's your time. Grab the wheel.
There we go. You know, there's a lot of new people who have moved into our area. In fact, the population, I always tell this, the population when I came to Rock Hill 40 years ago was about 123,000. Here we are now at 300,000. And the projections are in 25 years, we will be at 460,000. We're just going to grow like crazy.
They keep migrating.
They keep migrating. So a lot of people who are moving into this area probably don't even know what a volunteer fire department is all about. They've lived in a big city, and, of course, you know, they have city fire departments and what have you. So if we didn't have volunteer fire departments in your county, we would be up the creek without a paddle.
Correct.
Because the county all of a sudden would have to really get into firefighting business.
The county or the city could not have the manpower to cover what the volunteers do. Even though the word volunteer is there, there's no such thing as a volunteer because you got to have the same credibility, same qualifications, same training as a paid staff, as a paid person. There's no deviation.
And just to put a little icing on that comment, if you didn't have all the ratings and all the training, et cetera, and the right kinds of fire equipment, this thing called the ISO rating would change.
Correct.
And that would mean every homeowner's and business's insurance would go up.
Every homeowner, every corporation, anybody that pays property tax or insurance, they would be high. Right now, as a 10 being the worst, we are at a 3.
At a 3?
We are at a 3. We've been proud to be able to hold on that as a 3. 2 and 1, unless we get full staff like the city of Rock Hill running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's just hard to hold on to as a 3 for a volunteer.
So you bring up an interesting comment, and we've talked about this before, Tommy, and that is the whole concept of volunteers. When you started with the fire department 40-some years ago, everybody was volunteer.
Yeah, I mean, you at that time, you had people who even lived in the community.
Yeah.
Or worked in the community. They could either leave work or they were, you know, of course, they lived here in the community part. But it's just now, the kids, when they get out of school, most of them now move out of town or they go somewhere else. The job may take them somewhere else. But it's just so hard now to do it. Just for a brand new person to come in right now, he has to have about almost 200 hours of classroom stuff just to be a certified firefighter, just to be a volunteer.
Now, 200 hours.
Yeah. Now, a guy can come here, any of our guys could get their certifications and be a paid fireman here. And then he can take the same credentials that he has and he can leave here, go to the city of Rock Hill, go to Lancaster, go wherever. You know, and we can only just pay so much because of where our budget is. But, you know, it is tough for a volunteer now to be committed that long, to work a full-time job. I had many a night that I get up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, be out all night, you know, go home, change clothes, and go to work. And the kids nowadays don't, don't do that.
No. Kids don't want to belong to organizations like that. Matter of fact, most of the kids don't want to belong to organizations, period.
Yeah.
They just want to go home and play on their machines
it's
and do whatever.
It's a big thing called commitment.
Yeah.
And it's hard for a young family to make that commitment of being away, getting that training, but that's what the state requires.
Now, the other side of that coin is a lot of employers today are a little less willing to let their staff go run out to a fire.
Correct.
When they're in the middle of doing whatever they're supposed to do as being productive, right?
Yes, sir. Now, I worked in New Indy for 38 years, which formerly was Bowwaters, then it transferred over to New Indy. The management there was terrific to work with, but I didn't take advantage of it. But anything I was allowed to do meeting-wise or conference-wise, they was all for it because they wanted to give back to the community.
Right.
And they wanted to be a part, plus they got information for what they need to do or what they could help. And they've been a good supporter of Leslie Fire Department.
So even with the new ownership of New Indy, they're still okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
They've been a big supporter. Yeah, New Indy has been a big supporter of the fire department.
Colonel Randy Ligon just came in and said the app is working, so he's listening to me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, Randy's not. He's been a good helper for the fire department. He's helped us out a good bit.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. See that? A little plug for you.
I appreciate it.
And
congratulations. Thank you.
Chief.
America. So,
there you go. Right? Let's not let him get by here. Randy Ligon, when the volunteer fire departments come calling on you for help.
Yes, sir.
that's not something you have to think twice about, is it?
Oh, no. I mean, I do all I can. You know, we have more than one fire department in my district, and, of course, I cover part of York County and Chester County. But the firemen are my favorite thing to ask the governor to spend money on. And, you know, he's been good to us about letting us, you know, bring money into back to my district, back to the people that paid the taxes.
Randy helped us last year because we're working on a prop back here for us and all. And through the state and everything, he was able to get us about $100,000 to help us build this prop that we're working on.
What is a prop?
Well, to be able to do ladder work, rope work off of.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have a small burn building, whatever we can do. But that was a big start, a big help for us. If we have a burn building here, if we do it by a certain criteria, we can get credit for it. And by having a burn building here located for our department, that even helps even more in ISO credit.
That's good. That's all good.
Yeah. So we were able to get Randy came up with $100,000 last year for us. And we've got our stuff working on. We got stuff presented to the county. So we're working towards that.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things about being a volunteer in the volunteer fire department business, you got to raise money any way you can raise money.
Sure.
And you get help from your state representatives. You get help from the governor. And, I mean, we can talk about the price of equipment now. It's just crazy. I can't imagine what these trucks cost and how long it takes to get them. True?
Oh Lord, yeah. I mean, I spent about 25 years selling fire trucks and fire equipment. I mean, an engine now is a minimum of $1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can remember us selling fire trucks for $120,000. And, you know, for one person, just for myself, between an air pack and turnout gear, protective clothing and all that, you probably $11,000-$12,000 a man.
Really? So if I were to come in here,
and that's not counting, man, that $6,000 radio you've got to have.
Oh my Lord! Whoa!
It's not a cheap occupation.
But that's why you raise money through things like this barbecue sale,
right?
Now this barbecue sale has gone on 68, 69 years, something like that.
65
years. And it's always been, well, to me, it's a great sense of community. I mean, it brings everybody to the fire station.
We used to have to rely on this until we became a tax district.
Right.
Then once we became a tax district, every homeowner that pays property tax on anything, vehicle, whatever, cars, land, whatever, we get a portion, a minor percent of it. And years ago, when everything was developed, we never thought we would exhaust our millage level. And we're knocking on the door of the millage level. And we'll soon, if we're going to keep paid staff on here to keep service to the community, we're going to have to go up on taxes to cover offset on, you know, salaries.
All right, so the special taxing district for Leslie produces roughly how much in the course of a year?
$70,000 to $75,000.
All right. And it takes about how much to run this place?
About $400,000.
$400,000. That's quite a gap. So where are you raising the other $325,000?
You budget for years out.
Because you're not selling that much barbecue.
No. Between what it takes on a daily operation and due to salaries, we're looking in the neighborhood. But now that's per meal. That's about $70,000 to $75,000 per meal.
Per meal.
And we get about 5 meals.
All right, so that's 300 and some thousand.
Right.
375.
Correct. Well, we cannot go no higher because the statute was set years ago, and we're running right now about a 4.8, 4.9. And we try to be conscientious on anything we try to budget, anything we try to do. Once we started putting salary on staff, that started eating up a lot of our budget. About 70%, 68 to 70% of our budget goes to staffing.
All right, now when we talk about staffing, people are saying, what are you talking about? This is a volunteer fire department, but you've had to go to some paid staffing because you can't get enough volunteers to cover the place.
We found out, we'd done a study years ago, and we started seeing a lot of our call volume and response time was between the 7 and 5 error during a day. And while everybody else was working, most everybody worked a day shift, so that was left open. So we done the adventure, we went through and we done a study, and we was able to hire a few people. Right now we are considered a combination fire department. We're paid and volunteer. We have 3 full-time and 6 part-time positions, which 3 of those are filled right now. There go again, like everybody else, you have a hard time finding people that will and wants to work. And you have to have them coming in already pre-trained to a certain level to be able to respond. We don't want anybody green because they're not doing us no good.
So how do you go about finding these people?
That's tough. That's tough across the state, across the nation. Every convention we go to, every workshop meeting we go to, everybody's having the same issue. They cannot find people to fulfill the staffing positions that are open in the fire service.
So you have 3 full-time and 6 part-time?
Right. 3 of those part-time positions are filled, and there's 3 still open.
3 still open?
Yes.
But you got the 3 full-time ones
got
still?
Got 3 full-time.
Whew. So these the millage rate, the special tax deduction, is that set by the county council?
Yes.
It is. So you have to go back to the county council.
We'll have to do a referendum.
Do a referendum. And I wouldn't imagine that would be a hard sell, do you think?
You'd be surprised, depending on what's going on that year. It would be good if, you know, if we get to that point to where if we can, and that's the only way we can increase it in, is to have a referendum, take it before the voters, get enough signatures to go before, to get it put on to a, get it approved, putting it forward to go on to a,
so,
a vote.
So you need to get first the approval of the county council to put it on a referendum, and that's going to be by signatures on a ballot. And then you, whatever the voters vote, the county council will basically approve.
Yep. Right. We can, we don't in this county, but I know of some departments and stuff, and I know they're working off of 35 and 40 mil.
35 to 40 mils?
Yep.
Whoa. So does, and I have no idea one way or the other, but does the county give each of the fire departments, volunteer fire departments, an allocation of dollars?
Yeah, I'm also on the advisory board and all for the fire service in the county. And this year, we have been the last 3 years or so, I guess, we've gotten, each department gets about $20,000 to use for a certain needs on an equipment list that we have out there for them.
Okay.
This year, we're hoping that it's going to get improved up to about $30,000. And, you know, like I say, with the prices that we are getting and what we see out there now, with the prices of equipment and all, $30,000 don't go far. And so, you know, we depend on that. We try to look for grants when we can get a grant. It's gotten down to where now it's a business. And it's an expensive business. And John Q. Public out there really doesn't realize what it's taking. And, you know, they see their, on their tax statement for Leicester Fire Department, they may see $15, $20 go out for the fire department.
Buck a month.
Jeez. And, you know, and if we could get it raised up for a person that's got a $300,000 house or whatever else, he may be looking at maybe about $25 increase. But, you know, and that's what we have to do now.
Well, I tell you what, if you put it in terms of, let me show you what's going to happen if our ISO rating goes from a 3 to a 4.
Sure.
In terms of what that's going to cost you more. It's going to be a heck of a lot more than that $25 or $30 you're talking about.
And, you know, we've got mutual aid with, you know, we've worked with Riverview. Riverview comes over here. We work with Oakdale. Oakdale comes over here. We have that. And, but during the daytime, that's our toughest time. And like I said, it ain't been too long ago that we were amazed that we ran 300 calls. Now we're at 650, close to it.
628 last year or last month?
Last year.
That's a lot of calls.
That's a lot of calls for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's over 50. So Randy's feeding the whole office over here, I can tell.
And they're waiting on me. That's the problem. Go get them, baby. Appreciate you coming.
Go get them. Go get them, Randy.
And so, you know, we have at the point to where we're maxed out. We're doing all we can do.
I got you. All right. We need to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, not live from Substation 2 because we're on the road here at the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department. But we want to remind you, fresh subs and salads await you at Substation 2. They're open 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. And, of course, the way they do it is pretty simple. Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Our program series made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
With Comporium, you get way more than home security. You get eyes everywhere. Remote access to lights and locks from anywhere. And right now, you'll get a secure home for a lot less than you'd think with anytime live video streaming, remote temperature control, and 24/7 monitoring. We're more than your internet company. We're your peace of mind, never felt this easy company. For zero stress levels, stay connected to what matters most. Comporium, always ready.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
It's soup weather and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Doug Morris is with us. He is the chief of the Volunteer Fire Department. Tommy White, who was chief for 10 years, retired in January, is here with him holding his hand so he can get through this broadcast by himself. He's doing okay. So let's not forget why we're really here to talk about this barbecue, because it's a fundraiser. You started cooking.
We started cooking Monday morning, put the first batch of hams on at 5 a.m. Monday morning.
3,000 pounds, I understand.
Right, of total.
Total.
Then the second cooking started again at 5 o'clock Tuesday morning.
And basically everybody who's a member of this fire department has got a role in this somewhere along the line.
Somewhere along the line. Some of it's repetitive. Some of it's been new. We have some new ones. We got a lot of help. We got a few students from Winthrop College down here helping today. We got some, a few members from Founders Credit Union is also helping. They said they had to do, I thought it was community work, and I was wondering what they had done, but it's community-related work. So they're here working with us for 8 hours.
Sure, why not?
And doing some work, and then we have people from the community have stepped up from the local churches has come to help.
You realize that you have set a milestone here. You actually have Brown Simpson working, and that is really something to see.
If you can ever tie his hands down, you can do it. You're doing a good job.
All right, so when it's all said and done, you're selling the sandwiches for $5, a plate for $10.
Correct.
And when it's all finished up and you've paid all the bills for the hams and what have you, you're going to net out of this roughly what?
I'm not sure what the payout is, somewhere in above $23,000, $24,000.
$23,000 or $24,000, which is a lot of money. But when you look at it in terms of equipment, that's just about enough to equip one person.
Correct.
Coming in here.
And we use that to, 1 year, we look at it and we'll make a budget. We'll plan out what kind of equipment we're going to need. That way we can show the community what we've done with the money that they bought barbecue with. Like I said, we don't really depend on the barbecue as a operational budget, but we take it and we also use it to buy needed equipment that we couldn't budget for. So we have bought gear with it before. We have bought, was it the UTV or the boat? We bought UTV to use, and mainly we're trying to grow with the county with the new county property that they bought, the 1,900 acres. At first, when they bought it, they said our grandkids would, you know, get use of it, but it's moving more at a rapid pace, so we're trying to keep up with that. We got into the water rescue because we do border a lot of Catawba River, and once the development gets done on the county property, we're looking at 3.5 to 4 miles of riverfront that we could have an issue with. So we're trying to grow with the county as they're growing with their plans and trying to stay up with it. So yes, we'll look at this money that we're making off the profits of the barbecue, and we'll be looking to put it into some sort of rescue equipment. We have a service truck we're trying to outfit now. We've been budgeting for the last 2 years with our money, with our operating money, what we get from the county, we get from the state, and we've been trying to fund it out, and we'll use some of this money to buy equipment going forth with that, rescue equipment. For whoever comes through our area, automobile accident, we got to have extrication tools, cribbing tools, stabilizer tools, to make sure whoever that person in need, we can help them.
And then when you get into the water rescue business, that's a whole other thing in terms of being trained to do that.
Correct. That's a whole nother commitment. Some people has the fear, and just, you know, the water level is not smooth whenever somebody has a problem.
No.
It's either going to be cold or it's going to be traumatic. We also help Lancaster County whenever they have something that borders the Catawba River. We have somebody to go in. We work mutual aid with them. Department of Natural Resources, York County Fire Department, York County Sheriff, the Deputy Dive Team, the Carolina Dive Team, Lancaster County, we work as a unified command to solve whatever the situation is.
So you right now have how many members here, how many volunteers at the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department?
On the roster, we have 43.
43. Is that up, down, about the same?
That's about consistent. Out of that 43, we probably have about 8 or 9 what we consider lifetime members that is, you know, done years past, done their duties, and, you know, don't come around that much anymore, but they still a member of the fire department.
Sure.
We have about 32 roughly members that we depend on. On a given day, we liable to have about 20, and on a big call, less than 20 to show up because of people's commitment. We strive, family comes first. You got a family obligation, we want you to take care of your family first. If there's time left, we love to have you.
Well, I hope as people listen to this program, they realize the tremendous commitment that all the men and women here at the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department have for their community and the fire service. I mean, we haven't even talked about the ladies auxiliary out here that's baked up a storm of all kinds of goodies, and they help you make this possible. We have run out of time. We could go two more hours on this. Very interesting. Thank you, Doug, for what you're doing.
Tommy, thank you, sir.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Leslie Volunteer Fire Department. And by the way, they're going to be selling barbecue until what time tonight? 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow morning starting at 11?
Tomorrow we'll be selling it starting at 9 o'clock by the pound.
9 o'clock by the pound. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And, of course, by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Once again, our thanks to Charlie Ruffalo and Substation 2 for allowing us to go on the road. Fresh Subs and Salads there 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 6 o'clock at night. The way they do it is pretty simple. It's slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We will see you on the radio come Monday. Bye.